T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Got a great show for you today. Evan Roberts is here, and we're all thrilled about that. And he is not trying out to be the next weatherman on any of the local news broadcasts. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today?
Listen, man, I got rained on. I was the ultimate loser.
Yes, you were.
Okay, I had to walk over that, whatever they call that bridge from LIRR to Citi Field. What do they call that? The Flushing Bridge?
It's called the Rusty Star Bridge.
The Rusty Star Bridge? I sprinted on the Rusty Star Bridge in a torrential rainstorm.
Yeah, but I thought it wasn't raining.
And as I was running, I said to myself, this is my comeuppance. I deserve this.
Yeah, the lead story, it's interesting. You know, there's one Yankee and one Met. I just heard Ackerman's update there. It's funny how, you know, it's the same report and people are reacting to it completely in polar opposites. I'm fascinated by it. Where I just heard Ackerman say, the New York Mets got good news in regards to the recovery of Jacob DeGrom. I was walking around this building today, and I heard that, and I heard the exact opposite, that the New York Mets got bad news today because Jacob DeGrom's not coming back on June 1st, which is now obvious because he's not throwing off a mound, live hitters, any of that stuff. So I'm trying to figure out, was it good news today that there was no setback in the body healing itself, and he can now throw harder and from longer distance? Or is it bad news that it appears, while the Mets didn't put a date on it, you're looking more like July than you are June?
It was always July.
Was it?
Buck Showalter was on our show a month ago.
I thought it was 6 weeks originally.
Well, no, that's true, but okay. Let's go step by step here. When Buck Showalter was with us a month ago, and we brought up Jacob DeGrom. He said, yeah, things look good. We should get him back by July. That was the first time I had heard July. Because before that, when I did the math, when Jake had his first injury, I said, okay, 6 weeks, starting to throw. Hey, maybe June 1st.
I think we all agreed that that'd be a good return.
Sure, that was hope. But when Buck said a month ago, July, I figured, okay, they're going to be really slow and conservative with him, as they should.
Yeah.
So I don't believe today is a negative day. It's also not a day where I'm celebrating. The day I'm going to celebrate is when Jacob DeGrom is pitching for the New York Mets.
I agree. Like, it's weird. Like, and I don't think it's anything, to be honest. I heard the news, you know, driving in today, and I heard the Billy Epler comments, which were basically nothing other than what, you know, Ack just said in the update. Yeah, he's going to throw from a longer distance, and they're going to let him kind of rev it up a little bit. He's not throwing 100, but he can now throw the ball harder.
Right.
And in their world, that's progress.
It is progress.
But listen, here's the reality, the way I view it, and I think this is the way most athletes view guys who are injured. He's not here.
That's how I view it.
And until he's here, he's not here.
That's exactly how I view it as
Period.
A Met fan.
Stop.
You can't think about Jacob DeGrom. When I heard this news today, and you know I'm a Jacob DeGrom stan, or whatever you want to call me, I looked at it and said, okay, when Jacob DeGrom is ready to pitch for the New York Mets, that means he's made rehab starts, that means he's not sore, that means he's good to go. When he's ready to start for the New York Mets, whether it's in the middle of July, first week of August, whenever, I will be ecstatic. Until then, it's
There's
like
no
you shrug your shoulders and say, okay.
Yeah, I think the Jacob DeGrom story plays out either he pitches this year, whenever that is, and that's a great story, and it'll be celebrated rightfully so, or, and I don't wish this, of course, on him or Met fans, something goes south in his recovery, and you're told he's not pitching this year, and that's a terrible story. But right now, Jacob DeGrom doesn't exist.
You can't think about him.
You're 10 games over 500, and Jacob DeGrom is not a part of the New York Mets
and
right now.
And even if they weren't 10 games above 500, and look, injuries are starting to occur. Tyler McGill is missing his next start. We're going to have to watch Trevor Williams pitch a game today. David Peterson probably by the end of the week. Even if there's a need for Jacob DeGrom, and there always should be a need for Jacob DeGrom, he's the best pitcher in baseball, nothing can change this timeline. Nothing should change this timeline, nor should anything change your view on this. Jacob DeGrom doesn't exist until we're told he's ready to make a start for the New York Mets, and that's not happening anytime soon.
Yeah, so that's the Mets side, and the Mets do play later this afternoon, so we'll keep you abreast of that, obviously, if you're on your way out to the ballgame. I know, listen, it's going to be an empty building for the first game for sure, even though it is a gorgeous day today. And that's just the way it goes when you have last-minute cancellations and doubleheaders, et cetera. But I'm sure by tonight it'll be great for their second game against the Cardinals. Here's the Yankee thing, and it's off the field also. It's got nothing to do with the fact that they won yesterday, and they are a rocket ship right now that it appears... Short term, there's no end in sight of the Yankee winning. And like I always say, stack dubs. It don't have to be pretty, but stack the dubs whenever you can because you're going to go through a period where you're 5-5 over 10 or 7-8 over 15, whatever the case may be. But I'm bothered by the nasty Nestor Cortez story that came out.
Which aspect of it?
Well, a couple, actually. One is who went back and researched the high school tweets of Nestor Cortez, and why?
Oh, the why is easy. The why is easy. If you remember back, was it a year ago or 2 years ago, Josh Hader had his old Twitter searched.
I do remember that.
And the reason that happened is because Josh Hader was pitching, I think, in the All-Star game. And so the attention was on Josh Hader. And there's always somebody who says, oh, this guy's getting a lot of attention. This guy's pretty good. Let me dig and find something.
So, in other words, let me find a way to tear him down.
Yes.
Let me find a way to cancel him.
So, answer to your question is 1.35. Is that his ERA right now? 1.35?
Yeah, right.
That's the answer.
Right. So, Nestor Cortez having an unforeseen successful year at the level he's having it right now, which is crazy. And no one could have predicted it, not even him, not the Yankees. You know, his dominance right now this year. Let somebody... to try to bring him down.
Yes.
To cancel him, to find something in his past that would bring shame upon him.
Yes.
And by proxy, I guess, the New York Yankees. Is that the idea?
Yes.
Why?
Because when people reach...
Who lives their life that way?
Well, I don't and you don't, but when people reach a certain level of fame in sports or entertainment, there's somebody out there who thinks to themselves... I'm going to bring that SOB down.
Because he wronged me?
Jealousy.
Because he said no to me when I asked him out on a date?
Chicago White Sox fan who can't understand why their offense couldn't figure out Nestor Cortez. I know that sounds like such a stupid answer, but Craig, it's probably the answer.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it at all. The second part of it that I don't get is if you are a public figure, I don't care what you do for a living, if you have any sort of following at all, again, whatever it is, 5,000, 500,000, whatever it is, how dumb can you be to not whitewash your past posts knowing that we live in a society today where there is that one person looking to bring you down?
Even if...
Like, that's on you.
Yeah,
sorry.
In fairness,
not sorry.
Do you think Nestor Cortez ever thought in the last 3 years about tweets he threw out there a decade ago?
Apparently not.
No. So here's my answer to that, because I do agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just would go about it this way. If I'm an agent, I would go to every single one of my players and say, I'm not saying you tweeted anything wrong, but we have a rule around here. Any tweet that was fired off before the age of 21, we're going to delete. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to hire somebody on my staff. It doesn't even matter if it's all good stuff. We're getting rid of every tweet before you turn the age of 21. Because I don't think for the life of me Nestor Cortez remembered tweeting anything.
I don't know about that.
You think he did?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. And I'm not excusing what he wrote or the use of the word. But, you know, if you're going to start holding people accountable when they're adults for things, not even that they said, but he's clearly said the word, but things that they tweeted. Mm-hmm. Like, what are we talking about? When they were teenagers.
But do you think he's being held accountable?
Well, he's being kind of publicly raked through the mud a bit.
Okay, because
he's not going to lose his job or anything.
Just basing this on other athletes who've had this happen, where old tweets are digged up and you look at it and say, holy crap, that is offensive. It happened to Josh Hader. It happened to Sonny Gray. It's now happening to Nestor Cortez. When you look at the history of it, it all follows the same script. Guy apologizes. Guy says, I was young. And within 36 hours, no one thinks about it ever again.
Yeah, probably. It's just we're living in the moment, right?
Sure,
so,
sure.
You know, next week, we're not talking about it. You're right. Dead on right. But in the moment, we are talking about it because, A, he's on the best team in baseball right now. B, he's their best pitcher thus far this year right now. And people are getting to know him. He's being discovered now by far more people than ever heard his name before or recognized he was a professional baseball player. But it sucks all the way around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It just sucks.
It does.
Dude, you have to have something else to do in your life, but search the internet for what celebrities said when they were teenagers. No?
I really think it's a White Sox fan who's sitting there on a Sunday afternoon watching their team get shut down by Nestor Cortez. Just think of the timing of it, Craig. This became a story yesterday.
Yes.
He pitched on Sunday in Chicago against the White Sox.
So here's what happened. Somebody had money on the White Sox. Somebody's pissed that Cortez mowed him down.
Right.
And is his dominant pitcher now. And they're like, F him. I can't pay my rent. I'm going to get him.
It's either someone
and they got lucky.
It's
because
either
as a teenager, he used the word in a bunch of tweets.
Look, I'm sure other athletes have been searched upon to see if there is a smoking gun from when they're 16, 17, or 18, and they weren't found. In Nestor Cortez's case, it was found, but it's a White Sox fan sitting there on a Sunday afternoon watching, you know, the team struggle offensively, saying, look at this guy with that mustache. I don't like him. I'm going to try to bring him down.
Yeah, I agree.
Simple as that.
So, I don't know. It's just like, it just gives you the heebie-jeebies, and it makes you wonder, like, if you're... We all want to connect with the people that helped make us successful, which is the community, the public, right? So there is a sense I've had it at times, I'm sure you have, not a responsibility, but hey, we're very fortunate with what we do. So why not try to connect in a more personal manner with the audience that has made us successful, that has allowed us to live the lives that we lead? And we take that with some level of seriousness. But now you got to wonder, for all the people that like you, there's an equal number that might hate you.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
So now...
Equal.
Like, I wasn't a teenager when Twitter started. See, that's one rare benefit of age. I wasn't 15 years old writing stupid stuff on social media.
Even I have that benefit at only 38 years old.
But there's something wrong with you if you spend your day trying to find content of a person in the public eye who you don't like solely to embarrass them or bring them down.
That's what it is. That's why if you're in any kind of pop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
My Twitter account. I know that.
I'm sure. And by the way, I'm sure people have. But the difference, the benefit that you have is anything that you've put out there happened while you were an adult. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't something bad. It just means it's easier for you to make a stupid mistake when you're 15 years old as compared to 35
now,
years old.
Now, all those two stories aside, there is a legitimate thing that I think warrants our conversation today. And I get no joy out of having to be the guy to say it because I don't want to come across as a bad guy. I don't want to be the guy that, you know, the old man on the lawn yelling about, you know, about this guy or that guy. But I think we have to acknowledge that it's time. That, as you have said before on this show, there are some guys that aren't made for New York.
Mm-hmm.
There are some guys that can't handle New York.
I have said that.
And those might be two, you know, mutually exclusive things. But there's a guy in New York right now who, gosh darn it, I'm going to be a bad guy here, can't play here anymore. He has to go.
There's a guy who you're done with.
He has to, he has to go.
Which franchise does he play for?
Well, he has to go, Evan.
Which franchise does he play for?
And before I tell you who he plays for, he has to go because of what he said yesterday.
Oh.
And I'm sorry that I feel this way, but he has to go. And he has to go, like, today. Like, they should pack his bags. Mm-hmm. He's not a bad guy at all. I really do wish him well elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees should write him the check.
Oh, the Yankees.
Own.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah, yeah.
The New York Yankees, yeah, who are off to this historic start.
Yeah.
Who are 26-9.
Yeah.
They're like the 98 Yankees with better pitching. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the team we're talking about.
Yeah.
They have someone that needs to go?
I'm sorry. He's got to go. He's not meant for New York City. And that happens. Mm-hmm. That's okay. But he has to go. And it's time. And I don't want to hear about, you know, his last, you know, half a month. I don't. He said things that indicate to you he's not meant for New York.
So it's not performance-based, it's comment-based?
Well, it's both, but I want to recognize prior to, like, yesterday, his performance did start getting better.
So what did Joey Gallo say after he, or before he dropped the fly ball in left field and struck out with the bases loaded?
How many times did he strike out yesterday?
That made you say,
anybody know?
Time to go.
Was it four? Was there four strikeouts
yesterday?
He went
0-for-5 with four strikeouts. You know what that's called, Craig?
Yeah, it's called the Golden Sombrero.
Very good.
That's what it's called. We call it here the Gallo.
He also left a country on base.
Yes, he did. And the Yankees won anyway. Trevino gets the home run down the right field line. They had a couple home runs later for a little wiggle room because Aroldis Chapman is looking like the Aroldis Chapman of last year, his last couple appearances, which is not a good thing. And we'll get to that in a minute. Joey Gallo has to go. And I'm not saying this because he struck out four times and left 100 guys on base yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He has to go.
Well, what was the comment, though?
Joey Gallo, on his hitting approach, said yesterday, I guess after the game when reporters were crowded around his 0-for locker, I don't know how to be a guy who can shoot the ball the other way. Excuse me? What? You don't know how to do that? You're not willing to try to do that? You just are what you are.
Yes.
And that's what I
am. Joey Gallo has said numerous times, and this is just the latest example of it, this is who I am.
Yeah.
I'm never going to hit for a high average. He has said this openly.
Yeah.
I'm going to strike out a million times.
And I respect the honesty, but you got to go.
I'm going to draw a lot of walks.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit a lot. So the positives, too. Like, a lot of home runs, a lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts. No average. And he has been very accepting of, this is who I am as a baseball player. That's not going to change.
How about a little something we call work ethic? How about practice? How about there's a hitting coach on this team? Talk to him. But instead, he says, and I'm quoting now, I wish I was DJ LeMahieu. And this boggles my mind for a pro who's making how much money this year?
Like 12, I think.
Yeah.
In that range.
12.
He's a free agent at the end of the year.
$12 million to be a professional.
Sorry
to
say that so casually to you, but I think that's what it is.
I wish I was DJ LeMahieu. I don't get how he hits the ball so much. Excuse me? You're a professional baseball player, and it boggles your mind how another guy hits the ball so much? A lot of times, I wish I was a contact hitter, but I'm playing the hand that I was dealt. How about being a professional?
It's interesting how he views who he is as a baseball player as something that's not like a choice. Like, it is a choice to be that kind of baseball player. Now, you want to tell me, well, my skill sets kind of lean into that. I'm a power guy. But you don't have to be that baseball player. You made a choice years ago. This is, and it is difficult. I want to defend him in this regard. It is very difficult at this point in his career to flip a switch and say, I'm going to become a different baseball player.
How about you try, though? What he's saying in these quotes is, I'm not even going to try to because it'll mess up my swing. You're batting 190.
Right.
You're telling me it's going to get worse?
Right, and he's not exactly on pace at 40 home runs. I think he's on pace at like 22 home runs.
Yeah.
So
but
what he
like,
is...
To me, we are a blue-collar town through and through, whether we pay lip service to it or not. The fan bases of all our teams are blue-collar men and women. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you root for. That is the bulk of the sports fan in New York City. And when you're making $12 million a year, and the fan base says they leave left field open for you more so than any player in baseball, have you practiced hitting the ball to third base? No.
Why won't
you try? Because I can't.
It's not as simple as that. But the answer to me is similar in what you're saying, which is at some point I have to look at my team and look at the way I'm built and say, does it benefit to have this kind of baseball player in my lineup every day? The Yankees are hitting a ton of home runs. Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo so far this year, and even a guy like Gleyber Torres, if he's right, should hit me 20 to 25 home runs. So you have to look at your roster and say, at what point do I say, I don't want that kind of player in my lineup? Like, Joey Gallo's proclaiming, this is who I am and I'm not changing.
And that's my problem, period, stop. It's one thing, we know you're a 200 hitter. Right. You know, you're going to get a lot of walks. So I know the on-base percentage is about average for a major leaguer. I get all that. My issue is not that. My issue is I'm not willing to put the work in to try to be better, to try to hit.
I don't think it's putting the work in. I think it's an unwillingness to bend what he thinks is his best chance to be a successful baseball player, which is a big power, big strikeout, big walk
kind
of guy.
But he's not going to hit 45 home runs this year.
I agree.
He's not going to drive in 110 runs this year.
The biggest problem is not even his average. The biggest problem is he's not hitting the amount of home runs he's supposed to hit.
Right, so you can't defend the unwillingness to try something else. And I wouldn't tolerate it if I'm the New York Yankees.
I don't want to say June, but I'd say by the All-Star break. I'll be conservative, Craig. By the All-Star break.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the everyday left fielder for this team.
He can't be. And I'm not because he dropped the ball yesterday, because he's usually a pretty reliable defender.
Hold on. Let me just challenge that a little bit.
Yeah, go ahead.
We were told Joey Gallo is a gold-glove defensive left fielder.
Yes.
Now, I've watched him for a full year. We all have. Ask yourself. Is he a gold glove left fielder?
He's had a couple drops.
We've seen him drop balls in the outfield. Now, we've seen him make some nice plays, but overall, we've watched him for a year.
Yeah.
Craig,
he's not
that good defensively. Let's stop saying it, because why? Because we were told that?
Yeah, I agree.
I have eyes. Big Mac has eyes. You have eyes. We've watched him for a year.
He is not a gold glove outfielder.
No.
He's not. So the question is, what is he? Because if you're a guy batting 190 who walks a lot, here's the reality. If Joey Gallo gets up in the eighth inning of a playoff game, you're not hoping he walks.
He's not playing in a playoff game.
I hope not.
No, I'm telling you right now. Because whether it's a trade for a guy like Brian Reynolds, not to bore you with that, or it's internal, because remember, the Yankees have too many guys for too few spots, which means you're looking at an outfield of Hicks, Judge, and Stanton. When we get to you-know-what cutting time, this guy's not going to play. He's not. So I get what you're saying. I'm done with him. Unless something changes dramatically with him, don't worry. He's a free agent at the end of the year.
Yeah.
They're not bringing him back.
I agree. So hey, we'll get all your calls on it. The Mets played 2 today against the Cardinals. The Yankees have Tyone on the mound tonight against Spencer Watkins and the Orioles. Chalked it up as another dub. And away we go. 877-337-6666. Listen, I'm sure Joey Gallo is a good guy. Everyone seems to like him a lot. So I'm not, I feel bad about saying what I'm saying.
Oh, stop it.
But you're making $12 million a year. You can't play here anymore.
You don't have to preface that you think he's a nice guy.
I think he's a lovely guy.
Who cares if he's a nice guy?
Because you should be a nice guy.
But we're breaking down his skill set as
clear,
a baseball
it's not
player.
Personal, and I'm sure he's a lovely guy.
Who thinks it's personal?
I don't know, some people.
We just don't think he's any good.
He's not. He's not. And last night, for me, not even 0-for-5, 4 strikeouts and the drop. For me, the issue is the comments.
Well, you know.
Because every player's going to have an 0-for-5 night.
I'm not saying I want him on the Mets, but I want to make this
you
point.
You can have him.
No, I want to make this point. The New York Mets don't hit a lot of home runs. Okay? Would you agree with that? They have one true slugger on this team,
yeah,
Pete Alonso.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they're not going to lead the league in home runs.
They're not. Okay? The New York Yankees are. The New York Yankees have more home runs
than any
other team.
Who do you want to give me for Gallo?
I don't want Joey Gallo. No. I want to make a point to you.
Good.
Okay?
Because I'll take Nimmo. I'll give you Hicks and Gallo, and I'll take Brandon Nimmo.
No.
And then I'll sign Gardner to be my backup.
Throw in your entire bullpen. I'll consider taking Gallo back,
well,
okay?
Listen.
The New York Mets could use or could live with an all-or-nothing player like Joey Gallo, because it could benefit them. They don't hit a lot of home runs. The New York Yankees are a slugging team and will hit more home runs than any team in the American League without Joey Gallo.
Correct.
Right, so if you agree with that statement, if you accept that statement, then why am I putting out there a guy who's going to hit me 195, play average defense, don't tell me he's won gold gloves, yeah, he's going to walk a million times, but he's going to go through these massive slumps in which it looks like he has a hole in his bat. The New York Yankees could benefit, and I get it, that 26-9, there's no issues, with a guy who makes more contact, with a guy who's a different baseball player, a different skill set than Joey Gallo.
Listen, I'm with you. I think most Yankee fans are finally on that hill with me as well. We'll find out by taking your calls, 877-337-6666. Grubhub, and I apologize, apparently I crashed the Grubhub system today, I was told. Grubhub was giving out a $15 free lunch coupon today. If you lived, I think it was just in the metropolitan area, you know, the five boroughs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I took advantage of it, and I got a $15 worth of free Thai food today. And I put it out because I figured, why should I be the only person that benefits from it? And it crashed the system.
Look what you did.
So I hope you got your $15 free lunch today.
Your selflessness has crashed the entire system.
That's what I was told by Anthony Gallo. He said, yeah, Grubhub wrote back to you. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.